It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. This is Edom Soul Music. This was sent in by Sherry. I'm a big fan of Sherry. this is Edom. And so Edom's got a pretty cool thing that's going on today. She'll be a part of the Streamathon that will be on Facebook. And her and it looks like a couple other local artists will be on stream performing for the Give to Lincoln Day Streamathon. So if you want more information on that, if you want more information on this beautiful voice, Edom Soul, E-D-E-M, Soul Music on Facebook. You can also find all of her stuff on Spotify. This song is called We Are Warriors on a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
We have been asked, and we actually internally here, we've discussed it. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing the show, and every Thursday we do local music, and we've been introduced to some incredible talent that is here in our area, in our state. Is what about a showcase? That is something that was being discussed, and then kind of got put on hold, but we hopefully will have a music showcase someday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
where people can attend. We'll have a big old party.
Man, we were working on it.
We'd like to have that sooner than later.
I'm with you there.
What kind of a party will we have? Where will we be? How will we act? What will it look like 100 days from now? It is 100 days until Nebraska and Purdue play. Mm-hmm. I believe this is 78 days, by the way, since we last had sports. Now, I know with the Thursday... And you know something, but I went back and I did count. So we're 200 days away. So or 100. Stop. We're 100 days away from what would be the start of the college football season. So moving forward, one step coming up on Monday. There's probably got to be 10 steps before you get to September 5th. But with that said, Bill Bender, who is a frequent guest on the show in 1620. He has done his bowl projections. Gosh, do we need these in the best, in the biggest way? Phil Steele, he let me know. He let all of his Twitter followers know that they will ship in late July.
Oh wow!
So he's about 5-6 weeks behind, but there will be a Phil Steele College Football Bible, which just means that all of us in the month of August go to the beach and take Phil Steele with us. So you want college football content, and these are sure to go wrong. Projections for bowls from the Sporting News. The Red Box Bowl. Isn't the Red Box Bowl in Santa Clara?
Is Red Box still around?
Oh, wash your mouth out. Hey, all that money, fans, that you're not going to spend to go to road games because you can't this year. You can spend to go to San Francisco. That's where the Red Box Bowl is. It's at the Giants Stadium. No. It is in Santa Clara. So where Nebraska was to play UCLA in 15. Sporting News has Nebraska and Washington playing in the Red Box Bowl. Jimmy Lake's first season as the head coach of the Washington Huskies. Now, George, back to Red Box. Have you not... I know you got all these different streaming services.
Uh-huh.
You have not come across a Redbox in a while? Have you not been outside of a CVS or you've gone to a Walmart?
If I have, I haven't noticed one.
Now, you don't have to go to a Redbox anymore. I think you can just stream off of the Redbox app or website.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not. I mean, yes, they are.
That's smart.
They're in the business making money. They're making money business. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But the actual red boxes are still lined up outside of stores.
Yeah.
Wow.
One that I pass frequently, 84th and Center. There's a CVS there. It's got a red box. Sometimes you'll see a line.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I see three right now.
There's one at Walmart. There's one at Walmart on 72nd. There's that one. What's the other one?
There's one on Saddle Creek.
Now you're just saying there's only three in this town?
Well, the three that popped up near
me.
The nearest ones near the station. There's one at Hy-Vee on 51st and Center.
There is. Yes, that's true.
And then
you don't pay attention?
I guess.
How can you not miss a red box? I did think when they first popped up that they would be everywhere.
Yeah.
And they kind of were.
I was about to say they were.
And then they disappeared, and I found more people just buying or renting video games out of them than actual movies.
That's exactly what I used it for. The last time I used it, which was before I got to Omaha, was for a video game. It was at like 4 o'clock in the 3 o'clock in the morning. Me and my best friend, we were stupid.
I got touch free now.
Really?
Yeah, you can order online.
Ah.
And then you can pick it up out of the Redbox.
Shout out to Redbox. I thought they were gone.
No shout out to you that you don't realize that Redbox is still around.
I'm be on the lookout.
What do you shop at?
I shop at Family Fair. I wonder if there's one outside the Family Fair.
Do you not pay attention? You're just like oblivious?
I'm not looking for it.
Looking at the ladies when you're walking out the grocery store? Hey,
when I get out of the car, I'm beelining to the door. I'm going to check.
Speaking of bowls, so, okay, let's do a poll question. It's May 28th. Would you guarantee that Nebraska would be playing in a bowl game and they'd be playing Washington and San Francisco, would you take it? Yeah. And you could travel out to San Francisco. And that bowl is usually after Christmas. Any bowl is a good bowl. Don't matter. Don't be greedy. If you get stuck in Detroit, be better next year. But it's a bowl game. Speaking of bowl games, there is some sad news when it comes to bowls. There are 44 of them this year, and I've included the playoff in that number. Bad Boy Mowers no longer will be the title sponsor of the Gasparilla Bowl, the bowl that is played inside of Tropicana Field. So this bowl has been numerous bowl names. The Magic Jack Bowl, the St. Petersburg Bowl, that's very creative, presented by Beef O'Brady's, which is, in the state of Florida, a sports bar. Really good sports bar as well. Then it just became the Beef O'Brady's Bowl. Then it was the Bitcoin St. Petersburg Bowl. You ask, is Redbox still a thing? Is Bitcoin still a thing? Then it went back to the St. Petersburg Bowl, and then recently it was the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. But Bad Boy Mowers, which when they played that bowl game, and they did a really good job in that bowl game, of practicing before we even use the phrase social distancing, because they had a lot of people that were spread out all over the stadium and not really sitting next to each other. But the one thing that always stood out is they had these gigantic mowers that were like on the corners of the end zone. You know, as a prop, a promotional piece. All right, so no more Bad Boy Mowers. I believe your village there in Chicago,
Elk Grove,
is not sponsoring the Bahamas Bowl anymore.
No.
As well.
No, they got
apparently
their money.
Not many people from the Bahamas traveled to Elkhorn Village or Elk Village or whatever it was called.
Elk Grove.
They're all the same. They're all the same. Okay. You got Elkhorn. You got Elk Grove. I mean, once you start with Elk, they all are the same, George.
Elk Grove got their money and ran.
So if you are looking for, and maybe you've run the gamut of, okay, I'm overwatching old games. But when it's old college football games, I find myself saying, I'm going to put that policy that I now have aside and I'm watching old college football games. I want you tonight, because it may be, at least in the last 20 years, the greatest amount of talent on one football field in college football in the last 20 years. ESPN is replaying the 03 Fiesta Bowl between Ohio State and Miami. There were 18 first-round guys in that game. There were 58 players that played in the 03 Fiesta Bowl that played in the National Football League. And 37 players were drafted. 37 of the starting players were drafted out of that game. The collection of talent in the 03 Fiesta Bowl with Craig Kensel quarterbacking Ohio State was unbelievable, and they will replay it tonight. And you're wondering, okay, that was an exciting game. Wasn't that the overtime? Yeah. You know why it's an exciting game for some? For Ohio State fans, yeah, because they won the national title. You know why it's a significant game? And we've in this looking for old football games and revisiting old college football games, we've gotten to go back and revisit the 93 season, 94 Orange Bowl between Nebraska and Florida State. And some of the things that come out of that is how horrible the officiating was. Can you remember some games that affected your team? And it doesn't have to be football, it can be any sport, where you remember the referee or the official. You know him by name. John Safi was the white hat in the 94 Orange Bowl. He was out of the Big East. He and his crew had a bad night. Wouldn't know John Safi any other time. Now, I could be petty, and I remember umpires or other officials from key games in my fandom that went against me. But why is this game so significant outside of the incredible amount of talent that was on the field that night in Tempe for Ohio State and Miami? It's because Miami fans will never forget, and I think a lot of college football fans will never forget, the name Terry Porter. George, you just inched up in your seat, not the former Portland Trail Blazer. You're like, I see it in your head. You're going, why would Terry Porter, the former Wisconsin Platteville player, right?
Yep.
Former NBA player, former NBA coach. He's now, I think he's at Portland State.
Oh, okay.
I think that's where he's at. He's either at Portland State or Portland. And you're like, why would he be involved in this game?
This is why you need to be in studio. Yes. That's exactly why.
Yeah, like if I'm sitting on my couch, this is the same reaction.
No.
Okay, now so use the baseline here of, because I immediately said John Safi in that game, that I should never know the name of John Safi, but I will never forget the name. And a plethora of Nebraska fans will never forget the name John Safi. Do you have a moment in your fandom that went against you that you remember the official's name? Okay. Do you remember any of the clowns that were filling in the game in Seattle that you had taken away from you when the real good officials were out?
If you asked me like 5 years ago, I bet you I could tell you that whole crew.
Yes.
Yeah, it's escaped me. But yes, I held on to those names for a very long time.
So we know the name Terry Porter in the college football world because he was involved in one of the worst calls in the history of the sport in that game. It's down to the final play. And Craig Krenzel, looking for Chris Gamble, throws it into the end zone. And what happens? One Mississippi, two Mississippi. By the way, the pass is incomplete. Gamble should have had it. Didn't corral it. Game over. Miami is celebrating. Okay, this is in real time. Miami is celebrating. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Here comes a flag. Big 12 crew. And we know Terry Porter's name now forever. One of the worst calls in the history of sports, Terry Porter. As the game ends, national championship game, Miami wins. Miami is celebrating. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Here comes a flag. And then Terry Porter, and I can't wait to watch this tonight. They should just go, even though there were some great moments in this game. I mean, the amount of talent was that 18 first round guys were playing in this championship game is he first says it's defensive holding, and then he says it's pass interference. This is the national championship. There's confusion on the field. Ohio State players are dejected. Miami players are thinking about when we can get back to the 305 because we national champions for the second time in 3 years. And throws the late flag. Ohio State gets another crack at it. They score. They eventually win in overtime. Glenn Sharp is called for the penalty. And Terry Porter later would say what happened on the call is that there was a pause because he had to go through the mental replay in his head if it matched what he saw. What? That game is being reshown tonight as one of the worst calls in the history of sports, and there is no rhyme or reason in sports that we should know who Terry Porter is. But we know the name. I know John Safi, Angel Hernandez, who threw Steve McMichael out of Wrigley Field after he gave him some speaks during the seventh inning stretch. And we shouldn't know the officials, but we all have that one official in our lifetime of fandom that we know. Now, we might not be able to pick them out if we ran into them on the street, but we know their name and we will never forget their name. And if you run into a Miami fan today or in the future, just ask them what they think about Terry Porter and they will launch into a tirade because Miami fans shouldn't know him, but they do know him as a guy that denied them a national championship. And by the way, you can watch that play numerous times. There is no what would fall under the category of defensive holding or pass interference on Glenn Sharp in defending Chris Gamble. They'll replay that tonight on ESPN with Keith Jackson on the call. All right, we'll replay some significant plays in the history of Nebraska football that may have changed the trajectory of that current team, the program at the time, or even the head coach. I will walk through scenarios. You could change the scenario as well. We'll do that when we come back. Brett Vosick at 12:30. Kendall Rogers from D1Baseball.com coming up at 1. I still have thoughts to share on Major League Baseball. Some have picked a side, players versus the owners. Some are already moved on. We're in the top of the fifth in negotiations. This is how it works. They're going to haggle. Then they're going to meet in the middle. Both sides want to play. We're going to see how much they want to play. And another returning sports in a pandemic thought, when it comes to baseball, will they allow trades?
Why wouldn't they?
You got a player that's coming from another team. Ooh. That's coming into your...
Okay. Okay.
Because I imagine they still will have a trade deadline. If they start July 4th, maybe the end of August. Yeah, but will trades be allowed this season?
Oh, would that player have to like stay indoors for a week?
I don't know.
That's a good point. Okay.
Maybe that's in the protocol that'll be announced. Mm. You know, I still think it's going to get done. It's not real comfortable right now, and there's no trust whatsoever, but I still believe it'll get done. We're in the top of the fifth. But we're in the top of the fifth in the baseball negotiations, and everybody's looking at their phone because they can see the radar, and there is rain coming. 2 hours in, two to go. It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.